B-Pod Studios.
Today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
I think we're starting 2020 off at the top level as far as podcast performance, and great guests with Sticks It In Ya from Steel Panther. We talk about a lot of things, their tour, what they have going on in 2020. Of course, their latest album, which was produced by Jay Rustin. What's it like to work with Jay?
Jay brings a lot of drama and a lot of just complaining and whining, so I would not work with him ever again.
Yeah, some bands don't really like Steel Panther that much. Maybe they don't get it. Maybe they don't like them. Whatever. But Styx knows where they came from.
Def Leppard, Priest, Maiden, Crew, all those bands helped contribute to what Steel Panther does.
We just passed holiday season. What do the guys of the band get each other for Christmas?
So we canceled the gifts. And we just give the gift of rock to each other.
It Sticks It In Ya from Steel Panther today on Talkin' Rock.
This is Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
As always, a big thank you for checking out the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast, our maiden voyage for 2020. It's Meltdown here along with
Stephanie.
There's Stephanie Taylor. She's off to my left here. She's going to be pinch hitting for Ale Beck today. He's still on vacation. I don't know. How's this guy get so much vacation time?
I don't know. Magic. Radio magic. I have no idea.
So anyways, she's going to be here to talk about rock news. And we're going to talk about a band that's actually releasing a track or a demo track or like a cover track like once a week for every single week. 52 times this year. I can't believe this.
I will take 52 tracks from this band any day.
All right. There's another band that's actually helping out with the lead singer actually paid off his father's debt to their house, which is really cool. We'll talk about that. Somebody's turning vegan, by the way, for 2020. Did you see that?
And in true vegan fashion, he is telling everybody.
You got to tell everyone about that. And we'll talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. So are you a big Steel Panther fan or what?
You know, I don't think it's really like aimed at me, but it's really, really freaking entertaining.
Yeah. Steel Panther's a lot of fun. And actually, I've talked about this before, but it's like, I think outside of Kid Rock, Steel Panther may be the band I've seen the most in the last 15 years.
Really?
Yeah, I saw them in Los Angeles one time in 2004 as they were still called Metal School. That was the first time I saw them, and it was life-changing. A life-changing experience. But you know what? I gotta say this. Every single time I talk to any of these guys, just when you think, well, this guy's funnier than this guy, that guy's funny. No, it's like they're all so entertaining and great to talk to, and Styx is no exception. So let's get into it. Here we are, our maiden voyage for 2020 on the Talkin' Rock podcast. It Sticks It In Ya from Steel Panther today on Talkin' Rock. Hey, so you guys kicking off 2020, got some festival dates, all sorts of stuff planned for you guys, eh?
No, we're quitting. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Dude, we got, you know what, 2020 for Steel Panther is chock full of killer shows, tours, filming content, working on plans to take over the world. And it's exciting. It's going to be a good year for us.
Now, it's funny because you guys are touring now on the new record, of course, Heavy Metal Rules. First of all, tell me how that feels to put out the new music and how the fans have responded to it.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because we are we're not a young band, but we keep putting out new music. And our fans seem to be thirsty for it. I mean, it's people, they know the words to the new songs. We don't really get airplay on you know, radio, obviously, because our lyrics are a little questionable in radio land, which I understand. But for not having radio, people come to the shows. They know the songs. They know, and it's not like they just know one or two off the new record. Everybody's singing every word, and it's exciting for us.
Yeah, that's killer to have some new stuff put out. It was funny because I googled the record and stuff, and this it says here, according to a reviewer, that the band is not funny, summarizing that the gag involves dumb guitar riffs and even dumber lyrics about sex, babes, and metal, and describing it as gleeful misogyny. So that guy gets it.
That guy nailed it right on the head. I mean, look, you know, what Steel Panther does, we're here you know, we're not trying to revolutionize, you know, music. We're not trying we're trying to put out killer rock songs, killer heavy metal songs, and we're trying to take you out, and when I say you, I mean everybody, take you out of your routine for the day, and if you had a hard day at work or a bummer, you know, or whatever, or you want to celebrate some good stuff, Steel Panther is here for all of your party needs.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'm just kind of busting your chops on that some guy could even, like, you know, put out a review like that. It's like, I mean, do you ever listen to this, to the band? I mean, you know, it just seems ridiculous.
It's funny to me, you know, that some people just, they're not going to have, you know, they're rock and roll with a smile. People
right.
are like, nope, it's, you know, they're making light of some things, and I can't have that. I must have my Deep Purple. You know? And that's cool. Everybody's got their flavor, but one thing that you cannot say, and one thing that I would vehemently disagree with, is if you said that Steel Panther can't play their instruments or doesn't know how to write a song, I'd say you're out of your tree.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. You guys are super talented. You do write great songs. I love the band, which I've talked to you about this before. But hey, by the way, Jay Rustin, who's kind of like a friend of mine, helped produce the record and stuff. What does a guy like that bring to the table as far as Steel Panther is concerned? You guys have worked with him a lot.
Jay brings a lot of drama and a lot of just complaining and whining, so I would not work with him ever again. No, you know what? If I'm being honest, Jay is one of the most talented producers that I've ever met, and he, you know, his ability to capture the performance on tape, on computer, but his ability to capture it and then to mix it. You know, the way that we like to hear it. I don't know. The guy's insanely talented, and he's very focused and driven to put out, you know, for every record to me that we've done with him sounds better and better and better. And I think that's just a function of time and experience and, you know, us becoming better and Jay becoming better. And I mean, he was great to begin with.
Well, I'm going to text him and say you said nothing about bad things about him. So I'm going to do that here after we're done. But
so, please do.
Yeah, I will.
Please do.
Hey, so, you know, I've talked to you guys about this before, as a matter of fact. You know, and there's some bands out there that aren't keen about what you guys do. I mean, how does that rub you guys now that you guys have had some success? You put out a bunch of records now. You guys are touring and stuff. And I'm sure that some of these bands that probably aren't pleased with what you guys do, you were fans of and maybe still are growing up. But, I mean, does that bother you? Or because of the success of the band that you guys have had, you just kind of, is it like water off a duck's back?
You know, it's kind of like the water off a duck's back. It's interesting to me that some bands, you know, they take what we do personally because it ain't about you. That's really what my feeling is. And, you know, if you have a hard time with Steel Panther or you don't like it, like I said before, everyone's got their own flavor. Everyone's got their own taste and preferences. And if you don't like it, I get that. But also just suck it.
Spoken like a true professional. That's awesome. Yeah, because it is funny because, you know, I've talked about this, I think, with Satchel and stuff before. And it's like, you know, some of these bands, like, look, I get it. I love you guys. I also love some of these other bands, too, that maybe aren't as keen. But that being said, I've been to a bunch of your guys' shows, not only here in Detroit, but around the country. And there are musicians that love you guys and can't wait to get up on stage and sing a Def Leppard song like David Draymond did in Las Vegas one night, you know?
Oh, dude, I'll tell you, I think you may be alluding to Motley Crue and our little spat with the crew, and we'll just call it out. You know, I'm a fan of Motley Crue. We are all fans of Motley Crue and what they have done, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, personality-wise, I think that they're all awesome. So, you know, I think you can be a fan of a band and not particularly dig what the members are saying or what, or how they conduct their own scene. But, you know, they're legends. All, you know, Def Leppard, Priest, Maiden, Crew, all those bands helped contribute to what Steel Panther does. There's no doubt about it.
Now,
and, you know, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you just mentioned some bands there that, you know, you have toured with. And then I don't know if you ever toured with Maiden or something, but is there any other bands out there that you would have liked to have toured with by now?
You know, we've been fortunate enough. I'd love to go out with Maiden. I don't know if they would be keen on Steel Panther, but we are massive Maiden fans. I'd love to go out with, I'd love to tour with Ozzy. We've done shows with Ozzy. We did Ozfest in Japan, and we did the Spike Awards. We jammed with Ozzy. But I'm trying to think. You know, we did Priest. Going out with Ozzy would be unbelievable. And I'm trying to think of other bands. Aerosmith would be fun. Aerosmith, Steel Panther, that'd be cool. I don't know how long they're touring, though.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I was just saying as you're talking, it would have been really cool if Satchel could have maybe done something with Rob Halford back in the 90s. That would have been awesome, you know, at the time.
You know, one could only imagine the kind of magic that would have been. But, you know, I guess we'll have to let the history books just be what they are.
That's right. Hey, so let me ask you about this. Are you going to go see this this Motley Crue Def Leppard tour if you get the chance?
I would only, you know, if I got the chance, if it was, I would probably go. I'd probably go, you know, because... We toured with Def Leppard and Motley Crue in the UK. We did six arenas back in the day with both of those bands, and you know, Def Leppard were absolute gentlemen. And I would probably go, but I would. I mean, I wouldn't pay $200 a ticket to go, just because you know. I'm still renting at my mom's apartment, so.
Man, after all these records, still, man, that's crazy. But it is cool. No, it's great to hear you talk about some of this stuff because, I've talked about this before about Nikki and the whole thing. But, hey, let's switch gears here for you. What are your favorite Christmas songs since we just had Christmas?
Well, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. It's probably my favorite, but it's probably not for the reason that, you know, most people like it. I have my own take on that song. And the 12 Days of Christmas, I love because I love getting hammered and trying to, you know, substitute lyrics. So that's a fun song to sing with your grandma on Christmas. And when you do your own lyrics, it's fun to watch your grandma's face kind of just, you know, shrivel up.
Hey, by the way, what did you get the guys in the band for Christmas? Can you tell us?
Dude, you know what? We used to do Christmas presents, right? But we're like an old married couple. And we're like, you're going to get me a gift. I'm going to get you a gift. It's something that we probably already have, or, you know, it's going to be a gift card to, you know, Blockbuster or something. And the gifts are just going to keep going in a circle. So we canceled the gifts and we just give the gift of rock to each other.
The gift of rock. Right. Yeah. The Blockbuster cards. I'm sure those don't go over very well anymore.
They're hard to use now, but we keep giving them.
Hey, a couple more things.
We thought it'd be a really good idea back in the day to buy a stack of like 100, and we're still on like number 60.
Hey, a couple more things here for you, then we'll cut you loose because I know you probably have some stuff to do for the new year here. Name something you've been able to do because of the success in the band that you wouldn't have been able to do before, or name someone, I guess.
Oh, man. Well, I golf. I'm a golf junkie, and I get to golf, I think, more than I would if I wasn't in a touring band, because like, when I come home, I get actual time off, you know? I get actual, like, time to just be home and chill. I also get the opportunity to put Charlize Theron on our guest list every night for every show, even though I don't even know her. I'm still waiting for her to, I keep putting this out there. I'd love for her to come to a show, and I'd love to buy her a drink and just to have a chat.
That's nice. So, looking forward to the new year here and stuff. I know you guys are doing that that festival down in Columbus there, at the prison, the Shawshank Redemption Prison, and the incarceration festival. Man, that's going to be really kick ass. What other big shows do you guys have lined up so far?
As far as festivals go in the States, I don't know what we really have. We have three nights in a row in Vancouver coming up. I think it's in March or April. And then we have, you know, a ton of festivals over in Europe. We're going to go over to Europe in June, around the June time, and but those haven't been announced quite yet. You know, coming up in January, February, we're going to go over to Europe and UK for 4 weeks and go rock faces over there. We just got, I think Australia is being talked about. And I think we're really close to locking some shows up out there for 2020. We're just going to be up in your face and in your business this year.
Well, Styx, it's always great to talk to you. I couldn't make the show when you guys were here in Detroit a couple weeks ago because my son had a hockey game in Saginaw. And I wasn't really happy about that, but I never miss a show when I can see you guys. I love what you guys do. And I'll tell you what, so far, you're my first interview this year, and you're the greatest drummer I've talked to so far on the podcast this year. So I appreciate you.
Dude, I've been practicing my entire life to be the best drummer that you've spoken to all year.
Right.
And I'm very honored to be that guy for the first 3 days in 2020.
Hey, Styx, I do appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Good luck on the golf game, and I can't wait to tell Jay all the great things you said about him.
Thanks, Meltdown. Take care, bro. Nice to talk with you.
Well, joining me today, as far as rock news is concerned, is Stephanie Taylor. Now, what is your position here at the station? What do you do?
I am the digital sales coordinator, and I do a lot of stuff on the Riff website. I put up contests, put up concerts, all kinds of stuff like that.
All right. So Slayer is Al Beck, as I like to call him Slayer, because he's such a huge Slayer fan. But he's on vacation still, apparently. So,
well, good for him.
Yeah. So now we're going to she actually looks and smells and just is generally nicer than Al Beck is. So maybe this might have to be recurring role.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, you might have lost your gig. We'll see what happens. But anyway, so your 2020 going okay?
Yeah, so far I got to sleep in yesterday and kind of reconcile all that I did last year, and it's new and it's fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
Man, 2020, can't even believe it. It's finally here. You know, I posted on New Year's Eve, for those people that are listening to this outside of the Metro Detroit area, that back in, it was 20 years ago on New Year's Eve, that Metallica played the Silverdome, which was the largest indoor gathering in the world that night. And that was, of course, everyone was afraid of the Y2K and the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, I saw that they posted that on their Facebook.
Yeah, Blackened.
Yes.
Yes. By the way, speaking of Blackened, we're going to go right into the first story here because have you tried that Blackened whiskey?
No.
You know, Metallica's whiskey.
I have not.
Where have you been?
Apparently not in the right places.
Well, I just tried it for the first time over the Christmas break. And but you don't even know what it, you don't even know what it is.
It's, I don't. Like, please, yeah, tell me.
Well, it's like it's Metallica's Blackened bourbon. And it's like $50 or $60 a fit. So it's a little bit more expensive. But apparently they have Metallica music playing when they're like, you know, making the bourbon. It's like sound infused or something like that.
I thought maybe that would be like made in black. Blackened barrels or something like that. Some kind of like New Orleans blackened spice barrels. I don't know.
No. So anyways, over the Christmas break, I hung out with my boy Johnny Chow from Stone Sour.
Uh-huh.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal. Just hanging out with Stone Sour.
Name dropping, right? And so I was at his restaurant. He owns this restaurant in Buffalo called Masuda Chow's. And right above the bar, there's this big sign for Metallica's Blackened Bourbon. And Chow's a bourbon guy like I am, you know? And I'm like, hey, Chow, what's that Blackened taste like? He goes, here, you know, give me that bottle. Let's pop this bad boy open.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, we tried a little bit. And I got to tell you, it's really good. So
what would you compare it to taste-wise? Like, what's the profile?
Boy, I don't know. It did have a little bit of a different taste. I mean, listen, I go from, you know, I mean, Jack Daniels, of course, is one of my favorites. You know, it's similar to that. It's obviously American whiskey because there's a huge difference between American and Irish whiskey. But anyways, we tried it, and it was fantastic. His restaurant, by the way, is awesome. If you get a chance, if you're out there in Western New York, to go check that out. But I can't believe, I mean, I took my family there and I hung out with Chow for a couple hours, right? We ate, drank, the whole thing. He didn't tell me one thing about what Stone Sour is doing this year.
Okay, so what they're doing this year, he should have told you because you need the inside scoop.
I guess
the time.
I didn't ask him about it, but anyways.
So they are releasing, they're doing this 2020 track campaign, and they're releasing either a demo, a cover, some kind of a, like, B-side that has never been released, one track each week all year. So 52 tracks.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, they're starting by releasing the demo version of Get Inside, which is off of their first album.
Yeah.
And their guitarist, Josh Rand, was telling the story about how it came about. And there was apparently a Slipknot homecoming show, and he was hanging out with Corey Taylor at Corey's grandmother's house. And they started playing songs for each other that they had been working on, you know, on their own. And they played this track, and they decided, hey, we should go record these. And most of the songs that they recorded from those sessions are on the debut Stone Sour album.
Now, most people don't know, or maybe they do now, but Corey Taylor was in Stone Sour before he was in Slipknot. And so he was actually, that was his band as a kid growing up with Josh Rand. And then Slipknot was looking for a guy, and they all were all buddies and stuff hanging out in their you know, Des Moines area. And so he joined Slipknot. And then, of course, once that got rolling and got really popular, then he's like, hey, I'm going to put this band back together.
You're like,
so,
don't forget my other stuff.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
It's kind of like from grandma's house to your ears. It's great.
From grandma's house to your ears. I like that. Maybe that'll be the name of their next record.
A compilation of the
52
tracks. I'm going
to text Chow right now, as a matter of fact. From grandma's house to your ears. So switching gears a little bit to a little bit more of a local flavor. The guys from I Prevail are actually from Michigan. And I saw this over the Christmas break, and I thought, man, this is really cool. This is something that a lot of people, I'm sure, wish they could do for their parents. I know I wish I could, but tell us what happened with the guys from I Prevail.
So the lead singer of I Prevail has paid off his father's mortgage. It was about $50,000, and they posted the video on Instagram. You know, he held up a sign with, you know, his house drawn on it, like kind of like a dry erase board,
yeah,
with debt free, paid off, etc. And surprised his dad. There were happy tears and hugging and stuff like that. You know, he said that his dad was driving 2.5 hours a day to a job that he hated.
Jeez.
And wanted to just retire. And if you think about it, that can literally change someone's life.
Of course it can.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would give me $50,000.
Right? Same.
Well, good for him. I've never met him before, but I know Dylan and Eric and stuff from the band, and they're just good guys. And boy, they've had some pretty good success. That's another band that was like nowhere to be found and at the start of the decade. And here,
yeah,
we are in 2020, and those guys are blowing up, and they've got that tour coming up with Papa Roach and Five Finger in the fall, the spring. I always get that confused. And the spring coming up here, which is going to be really cool. So if you get a chance, by the way, go back and check out my interview with Jacoby Shaddix from just before the Christmas break, and he was talking about that tour and also talking about the writing for the next record and how he's not afraid. He's not gonna be really holding back. He says sometimes he feels like he censors himself, and that was a really interesting conversation. So let's switch to Brian May from Queen.
Here
of course
we go.
Yeah, new year, new me, all that kind of stuff. So what's he doing?
Brian May has announced in true vegan fashion that he is going vegan for January. So there's a whole veganuary for the new year thing going on, and he wants to, quote, lessen the load of suffering of animals and lessen the load of the groaning planet,
yeah,
and improve his health. So for the month of January, he's going vegan, not just vegetarian, but vegan.
And like you told me before, it's like when you go vegan, you have to tell everybody.
Absolutely.
Everyone needs to know about this.
You can't just go silently like a vegetarian into the night. You just declare it. You have a vegan coming out party with, you know, all your almond butters and your kale and all your delicious
almond,
you know,
butters, yeah.
I don't know. They do a lot of nut butters, I guess.
I guess. Yeah, well, I must have missed the vegan thing for the start of the new year here. So, yeah, I had pork last night. That's supposed to, you know, be like to give you a good, prosperous new year.
I bet it was delicious, too.
It was fine.
Where was my invite? I don't know.
Right. So speaking of this, we'll wrap this up today with Rock News with Stephanie Taylor pinch hitting for Al Beck today. And Stephanie, she's going to tell us about the albums that they're turning 10 in 2020. So what are the big ones here?
Albums of note that are now 10 years old. Black Label Society, Order of the Black, Bring Me the Horizon, There Is a Hell, Believe Me, I've Seen It, There's a Heaven, Let's Keep It a Secret. Asylum by Disturbed, Godsmack the Oracle, Brothers by the Black Keys, which kind of launched them out of the basement bluesy sound into the mainstream.
Right.
It's kind of, you know, it's still bluesy alternative rock. That one has Tighten Up, Howlin' for You, Everlasting Light, 10 Cent Pistol. And then one of my personal favorite bands, Alter Bridge, released 3 in 2010. And I tell you, these guys always have killer opening tracks on all of their albums. This one starts out with Slip to the Void, which starts out quiet, kind of haunting. And Miles Kennedy is almost whisper singing until about a minute and a half in. And they go full power with Mark Tremonti's like power riffs, and Miles is going full voice. It just, it kicks off a fantastic album.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, Blackbird is just, can't even top it.
Killer.
I mean, that's one of my favorite songs. And then I saw Miles twice last year, of course, once with Alter Bridge and once with Slash.
Yeah.
And Miles, did you see both those shows?
I did.
So Miles, I mean, is he even trying?
He doesn't even try. He's just automatically that good. I saw his solo show at the Crowfoot.
That's
back
right.
He
played 3 times. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He's just amazing. He has just this natural talent and this beautiful voice that goes soaring over whatever he wants to sing.
Yeah, his solo record is pretty killer if you get a chance. It's nothing like Alter Bridge or Slash. It's a little bit more on the mellow side, but I've listened to that record a bunch of times. It's really good. So,
yeah.
Well, Stephanie, awesome job. For 2020, we might have to tell Al Beck to pack his things and just hang out with the morning show like he's been doing. But
well, thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Well, thanks for kind of chiming in here with the rock news. Hey, listen, you can follow me at Meltdown WRF. Of course, hit me up on all the socials. You got socials you want to plug or don't want to plug? Or?
Not really.
No. She's just going to leave them right there.
Yep.
So anyways, thanks for listening. Of course, subscribe. Hey, it's the first one of the 2020 year, and I'll tell you this much, man. Wow, we're going to have a big one. I was looking back on some of the podcasts of last year between Geddy Lee and David Lee Roth and Slash, and some of these podcasts made huge news, so we're looking forward to doing the same again for 2020. As always, Stephanie, thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.